So today's Mishnah in Masechet Shviit, we're holding in the final Mishnah of Perek Hey, and this is a Mishnah Tet. Mash'elet Isha, we're continuing on with the Chashashot that we had yesterday, either of tools or various objects that might be used in violation of the Isra Avedas HaKarka during Shemitah, that you're not allowed to sell to an Am Haaretz. And then we spoke about unusual amounts that are being purchased in apparently a scale that implies that they're going to be used for on an industrial scale, and that this guy is going to be over on the Isurim of selling or harvesting. And today we're talking about something entirely different, but which has the same basis, and that is the interrelationship between neighbors. And that is more complicated because the interrelationship with neighbors involves the question of long-term damage to relationships. And because of that, we have to go a little bit easier on the chashash of being misayeh lidei ovrei avera. And so normally we want to indicate a complete richuk from people that might be using it lidei avera. We did not impose that because of darkei shalom on a religious family that's living with not religious people, or a family of chaverim that are living with people that are chaverim, but still, we need to be careful not to be over on the Isra of Lifnei Iver. So what would be the din of lending household tools? So, a woman is allowed, says the Mishnah, Mash'elet isha l'chaverta hachashuda al hashvi'it. So she would be allowed. Now, what this means is that this woman, we're not talking about over here, she's going to take your mixer and use it for plowing. No, that's not the question. What we are concerned with is that maybe she'll have heres of shvius la'achar habiyur, which she was supposed to get rid of, and she didn't get rid of, and now she's using them and eating them b'yisr, and she wants to bake a cake out of things that are usr. This neighbor, who is a chavira, is allowed to lend her a nafa, a chivara. So the nafa is usually translated as a sifter. A sifter sifts between different grades of flour. And a chivara is a much thicker, a kind of much grosser kind of separating device. And a sieve, that's used to first get the grain out from the chaff that you've banged out of it. And you're allowed to lend her a grinder, a rechaim, a mill, in other words. You can lend her your oven. Now, even though you have a bad feeling about this, and that she's going to be using it to bake a cake that is usher, you're allowed to. Because it's possible that not. You could use it for other things, right? So, even though it's a little bit far-fetched to say that she's going to be using it for other things, because of the special din of the Darkei Shalom between neighbors, we allow you to rely even on far-fetched scenarios that it could be used for some kind of het. But she should not directly help her together, work together with her, in being lavor, to do the actual borer, meaning to use the actual nafel kabara, or to actually move the mill, to do the grinding with her, lo titchanima, because then, even though you're not doing mamash and iser just in doing the grinding, I mean, it's the akhila that's aser, but over here, your mamash being misayeya with your yadayim, the over avera, and being makara, the akhila, that they weren't mati. Another thing which doesn't necessarily have to do with Shemitah, but does have to do with the same problem of how we interrelate with neighbors, is that if you have the wife of a chaver, who's very makbid on maisris and on dinim of tuma, so she is allowed to lend to her neighbor, whose husband is an amoretz and is not careful about tuma and maisris, she can lend her a nafa and a kivara, and there she can even work with her on boreret, v'tochenet, umraket, umraketet ima, because over there, even though the Am Haaretz's wife may end up eating this and not taking off Meiser, because we're worried. That's the whole point of an Amaretz, is we're worried that they don't Meiser. So you're helping them to get the food, which is Tevel, ready for eating. Nonetheless, we're being matur you to do that in this case, because remember that the din of an Amaretz is that most Amaretz, we say, do take off Meiser. We have this special takana that says that even though midiraisa, you have a right to be able to eat, but nonetheless, the Rabbanan made this new halacha of demai. So since over here demai, the entire issue of demai is mamash imaginary, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's entirely a din dirabbanan. So where we were talking about a din diraisa, where she's going to be eating shmita b'isser, there we had to be machmer not to work with her. But over here, where we're talking about an issur d'rabbanan in its essence, over there, we weren't makbid on her working her. But it gets to a point where there's a problem of tuma. Now there is where she mixes the flour with water. So misha tatil hamayim, once she adds water, then you are not allowed to touch it with her. Lo tigai etzla, don't touch it with her to knead it. Why? Because at this point, you're already chayev in taking off challah. And challah, you're not allowed to take off betuma. And it's included in the mitzvah of mishmeret trumotai, that you're not allowed to be metameh it. And therefore, if she now works with her on that, so then this is going to actually make tameh dough. Because remember, the kalim of an amaretz are also considered to be tuma. And that would mean that she's mamish bepeil, being over on the Avera herself and helping her make this dough while it's being mitameh from Kalim of an Amaretz. So therefore, to lend it, you can do even for Shemitah, as long as there's some usage that might be possible. To lend it and to actually work with the Amaretz in the various Kalim, you can do. But when it comes to the Isser of Tuma, that you can't do. The Kulan lo amru, and you should know, I mean, the only reason that the Chachamim were matir things for a neighbor were when it came to selling, we were much more makbid, and we said, well, you have to consider what's the reasonable usage. This is not reasonable usage, and over here we're not talking about what's reasonable. The reason is, lo amru ela mipnei darkei shalom. This is part of the general dinim of how to interact with your neighbors. And because of Darkei Shalom, we were matir this like many other things that we were matir for Darkei Shalom, as we had mentioned earlier. You're allowed to be machzikim yidei ovdei kochavim b'shvi'is. You can tell a guy who's working, you know, chazak v'amatz, good job, do a good job, even though he's working in Eretz Yisrael, because he's not mukhliyev. Now, you're not allowed to help him, obviously, because that's an issur on you, but you are allowed to be mechazik es yada. There's an interesting question over here. And that question is, and it's a very fundamental question that has a lot of implications for many of the dinim of Shemitah. Is the din of Shemitah, of Vishav Saha Aretz, Shabbat LaHashem, is there a mitzvah of the Aretz being shovet? Or is it only in terms of the people, Vishav Saretz, meaning through your Maiseh, the Aretz should be Shovis, by your not working it? If there's a mitzvah of Shvisa Saretz, now that explains why, if it wouldn't have been for Darkei Shalom, I would never have said, Chazak V'amatz, but I want my poor Eretz Yisrael to be suffering. It's supposed to be having a year off, and this no good nick is working it. I ought to bust him one. But because of the fact that it's Darkei Shalom, it's okay. But if there's no mitzvah on Vishav Saretz particularly, and the entire mitzvah is in terms of the person who has the mitzvah Saretz, so then what's the chiddush b'chlal that I can say? It's just a general chiddush. You say shalom, and you use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, kaviyachol of shalom, I'm saying shalom aleichem to a goy, and so on. But I mean, it wouldn't have anything specific to do with Shemitah. So why would we then bring it here? This is very fascinating. This is one of the riots that actually is brought, was Nogea, the questions of Vishav Saretz. This had a lot to do, by the way, with all of the polemics, Benogea, the Heter Mechira. I mean, if there's a mitzvah that Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be Shovetet, what the heck are you doing? Selling to an Akum that's going to be working Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. What an awful, awful kind of Begida to the Kedushas Haaretz, right? You can see why this is an extremely important sermon. Wow. Anyway, so you can be Mechazik Yidei Ovdei Kochavim. Obviously, you cannot be Mechazik Yidei Yisrael, because there you're being Machzik Ovrei Avera. And in general, this din of Sholem is allowing you to be Sholem B'Shalomam. You're even allowed to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, who said Sholem is Echad Mishmaisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it may be his holiday. So that's the Ideyem. This guy may be so happy, he's going to go and be Meida in church. You know, the Jews are treating me so nicely. I thank the good Lord, whatever his name is. So that I'm allowed to do. Also, because the Indian of having Darkei Sholem between Yisrael and between the Umay Sa'ilam is considered to be very important. And now we have a special Richie moment. And that is Hadran Alach B'no Truach.
B'li Neder.